Okay. Siyata Dishmaya. So today what we'll do is a sugya Maliach. I decided, Mitalmida Yosem Mikulam, there were some ha'aros that the Talmidim had raised that affected the way I looked at the sugya, so I decided we'll focus entirely on Maliach today. And Amir Tzah Hashem, start neatly Simin Sadi Beis, start that Amir Tzah Hashem on tomorrow in Seder. Also, remind me, I did want to give one piece of Hisorus or Musar after the Shir, so if somebody could remind me about that, please do. Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to be doing the Sugya Maliach Kiroseach, and that is that salting also has the ability to impart taste of Iser, of meat or milk, into another item. And the best source for that is the Gemara on the Tzadi Zayin on the base, where the Gemara says that Meliach is Kiroseach, just like Kavush is Kimavushal. Gemara on Tzadi Zayin on the base tells us. And there the Gemara seems to equate Meliach to Tzli. The Gemara says that just like Tzli will give off taste, so too Meliach will also give off taste. So in Simin Sadi Aleph, we're going to first actually go to Simin Kuf Hei a little bit. But in Simin Sadi Aleph, just as a context within our Simin, begins that this type of Meliach has to be Meliach Sheini Yocholi Ochol Machmas Milcho. That's a Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. Not any small amount of salt is considered Meliach Kiroseach. It has to be a significant amount of salt that's so salty that you quote unquote can't eat it. That's not going to be Allah Lamaisa, but in terms of the simple reading of the Gemara, and even the Shulchan Aruch is Meliach Sheini Yochol Echol Machmas Milcho, anything that the salt is so salty, then that would have a din of Melach. Now, if one takes a look in Simin Kuf Hei, in Sif Tes, so in Kuf Hei, Sif Tes, there we have the din of Meliach, with an interesting machlokis between the Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber says, Meliach she'en nechol machmas milcho, dinoi kiroseach, it has a din of roseach, umaflit, that's a very, very important word, umaflit, and it gives off the iser lesar kedei klipa. That's an important word, maflit, because if you take a look at our outline, I quote over there a excellent summary on the third line from the Tosefes Halacha of the Oz V'Hadar about the difference between heat, salt, and Davar Charif. I'm sure you've heard that Davar Charif creates problems in Issur V'Heter. We haven't learned it at all. We're going to get to it in Simin Sadi Vav. Each one of them work in different ways. So if you take a look at the cover sheet, we quote over there from the Sefer Tosefes Halacha that heat has the ability to be Mavliya, that it could cause Iser to go out to something else, and it could also cause to absorb. In other words, it will also absorb heat. That's by Hehefresh Ben Cham, Davar Charif Maluach. Maluach, if you have something that is salty, so in modern Hebrew we would say Mavliya, or in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Tes, we say it's Maflit. It causes an Iser to be brought out. It will cause an Iser to be brought out. A Davar Charif, right? So everybody sees that in the Shulchan Aruch. That's Kufei Siftes, where in Kufei Siftes it says, that's Dino Kiroseach Umaflit. When it comes to Davar Charif, we're not discussing at all Davar Charif, but just to be clear, the difference between Davar Charif and the Davar Maluach, Davar Charif is the opposite. Davar Charif has extra powers in being able to absorb Iser, but it doesn't send off Iser. It's not maflit iser. So, for example, we're going to discuss in a case of where you cut a knife that's even an Eina Ben Yoma on a Davar Charif, so then that's going to have the ability to absorb the iser. So, last time I learned it with the Chevra, I never said it out to them as clear. So, we must have said it, but we never formulated it as clearly as this. So, I was very happy to see that there's that Hagdara. And that's, again, the words in the Mechaber in Kufei Siftes, Meliach Sheina Nechol Machmas Milcho Dino Kiroseachu Maflit Lesar Kedei Klipa V'imu Shuman Agid. And then we begin to get a lot of details in the Mechaber. We're not going to be able to go through everything in Kufei, I would encourage you to go through it. The Chachmas Ahadam has an excellent summary in Klal Mem Gimel of all of the halachos on Meluach. We're going to touch on, hopefully, everything in Tzadi Aleph. In Kufay, we'll touch on the most important pieces. So these are the opening words of the Mechaber in Kufay. The Ramot continues and disagrees with the Mechaber over there in Kufay Tes, and he quotes the Ravya, who disagrees with the opening lines of the Mechaber. And there are some who say that salting only asers kedei klipa, only the top layer. Where is he disagreeing with the Mechaber? Because the Mechaber goes on and on and on to describe that if the item is in any way a davar shuman, so then in such a case, then it would be mefapeya bekol hachaticha. So the Mechaber starts out that Meliach has a din that's mevashel kedei klipa, and then he says, but if it's a davar shuman, we've already learned that you have something that's hot, that is fatty, so then it won't only go kedei klipa, then it would go throughout the item. So the Ramah quotes a Ravya that disagrees. The Ramah says, v'yesham dekol melicha eino seres rak kedei klipa. All melicha, whether it's shuman or whether it's not going to be shuman. So again, the Mechaber, the Gra explains, is following the Rajba, who says that Meliach is kitzli, that means that just like sli is mevashel kedei klipa, so to Meliach is mevashel kedei klipa. In parentheses, it happens to be that the Mechaber paskins that sli is mevashel kedei netila. We're not learning that right now, and the Gra gives an answer why that's so. But here, we're following straight up the Rajba, that Meliach is Kitzli, Tzli is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, Meliach is also Mevashel Kedei Klipa. But, and then the Rama comes along and he says that it will never be more than Kedei Klipa. What's this Machlokas? So I photocopied for you over here from, I think it's Rav Reichman's notes, yeah, on the first page, that Rav Soloveitchik explained, and this is going to be important all the way in the end of the shiur as well, that there's a fundamental machlokas here between the Mechaber and the Ramah that's going to be l'shitasam in a few places. And that is, Rav Soloveitchik explained, that there are two ways to understand the din that Meliach is Kitzli. One way of understanding it is that Melach has the heat that Sli has. That just like Sli has a certain level of heat, it's not the same thing as Bishul, because Bishul is Mevashel Bekulo, and Sli is only Mevashel either Kedei Netila or Kedei Klipa, but it has that same level of heat, and therefore it'll be Mevashel Kedei Klipa. And therefore, it would have all the rules of Bishul. What happens if you're Mevashel something that only the taste is Kedei Klipa, but it's a Davar Shuman? Then it's Mefapeya Bekulo. That's the psak over here of the Mechaber, that the Mechaber views that the din of Meliach is Kiroseach, Pshuto Kimashmo is Meliach is Kiroseach. Or the Ravya understands differently. The Ravya understands that the din, that Meliach is Kiroseach, means that just like Sli has the power to give off Tam up until Kedei Klipa, so too Meliach. But it's not what the Rav called a Blias Roseach. It's a Blias Tsonen. Yeah, it's considered a blia, but not in the same quality. Bimitzius, it happens to be that it goes the same to the extreme extent. So that's an interesting chakira. When the Gemara says that Meliach is Kiroseach, Meliach is Kitzi, is it mean pshuto kimashmo that it has all those levels of heat? Or it just means that it happens to be that it goes the same distance. Rav Reichman told me that the Rav pointed out brilliantly that this is the Mechaber and Ramah L'shitaso in Simen Kufei Sif Yud. If you take a look over there, we have a question which is going to come up in our Simen as well. The Mechaber says as follows: Zesha Marnu bi Isser Meliach veHeter Tafel. This that we learned, that when you have an Isser Meliach and a Heter Tafel, she imu shamein oiser achiye bashishim levatlo dafke kishoy Isser Meliach Lemata vaheter tafel lemala. If you have the salted one on the bottom and the tafel is on top, then it makes sense that we would say that the bottom one is going to cause the top one to absorb the iser. Why? Mishum de tata gvar, based on din of tata gvar. Avalim hoya heter tafel lemata viser meliach lemala, eina osara lekedei klipa. So the Mechaber points out that just like we have rules of ilah gavar and tatal gavar when it comes to heat, so too when it comes to Meliach as well. It depends which one's going to be on top and which one's going to be on bottom. So far, is that clear? Sif Yud Aleph, clear in Kufa. Comments the Ramah, V'yesh Cholkin, and there's some who disagree. V'omrim debelicha ein chiluk imu lamalo lamata. That there's no difference between whether there's one is on top and one on the bottom. Because melicha is a different world. Who says melicha is governed by the same rules as heat? So the Rav brilliantly pointed out, I don't know if anybody preceded him on pointing out this. Once you know it, it's obvious. That's a good piece of brisker Torah, is that once you know it, it's obvious. And that is that the Ramah is being lishitasa. That the Ramah's understanding that when it comes to the din of Maliach Kirasech, it doesn't mean that it's considered heat, the exact same level heat of Tzli. But rather, what it means is that it happens to be that just like Tzli is Mevashel Kedei Klipa or Kedei Netila, so too Maliach is also Mevashel Kedei Klipa. But it's not working through the same physics as Roseach. However, the Mechaber holds not that way. The Mechaber holds that it has the same din. And that's why the Mechaber says in Siftes that just like when it comes to something hot, if it's Shuman, it's going to be Mefapea Bekulo. So too, when it comes to Meliach, it's going to be the same thing. So too, the Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph that when it comes to a case of where you have something that is on the Tata, so then it's going to be governed by the rules of Tata Gvar and Ilah Gvar. While the Ramah disagrees, the Ramah says, Ein Chiluk, there's absolutely not going to be any difference between the two. Okay, so this is the fundamental idea of Meliach Kiroseach. This appears in Simon Kufhei with the details of Tata Gvar Ilah Gvar, with the din of Shuman, and now we're going to see it also through Simon Sadi Aleph, which you were spending more time working on through Seder. Okay, so let's begin the Mechaber over there in Sadi Aleph He. Meliach she'en yochel le'echol machmas milcha. This is the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis, that if you have salt that is so salty that it's not edible, now here there's a big machlekes of Rishonim, what does that mean? Dahainu. Ke'en meliach she'molchen le'kdeira. The Mechaber paskins that the salt that is used to prepare something for a pot. So here there are a few days. So we should know the days that the Beis Yosef spells out. It's on your sheet as well. Rashi holds that the only time it's considered a melach that's going to be a problem is melach that is used lahatznia, to store. So that is a tremendous amount of melach that's being used to preserve. That's a very, very large amount of melach. That's the shita of Rashi. However, Rabbeinu Tam on Kuf Yud Beis on Beis Dibar Maskel Hani Mili, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says that the amount of salt that's being used to kasher the animal, particularly the chicken, that if you have melicha to kasher the blood, so then in such a case, that would be the instance of melach she'en yochol lechol machas milcho. And that's how the Mechaber is paskin. So the Mechaber is going to be following the most stringent opinion. According to Rashi, it will be a very, very large amount of salt. In fact, according to Rashi, we're going to discuss halach lemaisa. Let's say you have a piece of meat that falls into cucumbers that have been salted, pickled cucumbers, but not only pickled, but also salted cucumbers. So then we're going to discuss whether the cucumbers are considered fleishiks. What would Rashi say? Are those cucumbers fleishiks? That they became roseach, that absorbed the tam basar? No, Rashi is of the opinion that you need this tremendous amount of salt in order to make it maluach. It has the din of roseach. We're paskening that the basic amount of salt that the Rishonim spell out in Hilchos Melicha, which means that when normally the meat needs to be salted on both sides, if there's salt that's put on both sides on the majority of the piece of meat, then that would be enough to bring out the blood, and that would be enough to be considered melach that has the din of roseach. So that's how we paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch. Continues the Mechaber, v'shah kedei melicha l'kdeira. And it was sitting in the amount of time it takes to do melicha in a pot. Again, in the Samachs in Hilchos Melicha, over there, the kedei melicha is generally understood as the amount of time it takes to walk a mil. As you might be familiar from Hilchos Shkia, there are different opinions exactly how long that is. The general consensus is something around 18 minutes is that period of time. So v'shal kedei melicha lekdera kol zman shelo hidicha, as long as it hasn't been washed off, mikri einu nechal machmas milcha. That's automatically considered einu nechal machmas milcha, and in such a case, it would be aser. V'yesh omrim, and here we're going to have a few opinions. The Mechaber said that it has to be, it fell into something that was shah kedei melicha lekdera. Let's analyze the Mechaber before we see the Ramah's dissenting view. The Mechaber said that it was shah kedei melicha. That means that when does the cucumbers get hot? The cucumbers get hot if it's been sitting there for 18 minutes. What about if it had only been salted for less than 18 minutes? So then in such a case, the mashmos of the Mechaber is that it wouldn't be mevashel. It wouldn't have the din of roseach. But afterwards, it would have the din. That's the mashmos of the Mechaber. And that's how many Rishonim learn, the Rambam and others. However, the Ramah disagrees. V'yesh omrim de la'achar sheshav b'milcho shir melicha lo mikri achar kach roseach. The Ramah says there's an opinion, the Shach is going to claim it's only Iran, who says that the halacha is that the only amount of time that it would be mevashel is the time of the shir melicha. In other words, during that 18 minutes it's going to be mevashel. After that, it would not be considered something that's mevashel. And the Ramah concludes, "Lutzarach gadol kon behefsim meruba, v'lutzarach sudas mitzvah yeshismal chamekilim, abo v'lav hachi ein lahakel klav." So Lutzarach gadol, one could be mekel like this shita. Take a look just in the Ramah's concluding words. We're going to analyze this shita well, b'siyata d'shmaya, but let's just finish the Ramah's concluding words, what we had mentioned before. Afil lo nimna chabos mishnei tzadav, rak mitzad echa, kol shenimach melicha shein echa machmas melcho, mechashiv roseach. Even though mikra d'dina, you need to kasher the piece of meat, salting both sides, as long as you salt one side, would be already considered roseach. Aval kol shenimach kol kach, mechashiv tzonein. But if you didn't put enough salt that would pull out the blood, that's considered cold. Afilu nimlach mishnei tzadim. V'yesh omrim da'anan ein b'kim b'davar. V'yesh, okay, you know what? We'll pick up v'yesh omrim with v'yesh omrim shortly. Comes along the Shach in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, and the Shach turns both the Mechaber and the Ramah on their heads. What the Shach does is the Shach essentially disagrees with both the opinions of the Mechaber and the Ramah. For two totally different reasons. The opinion of the Mechaber, he's going to say, is a das yachid. And the opinion of the Ramah, he's going to say, is an erroneous trumas hadeshen. Liad, it sounds like, after reading the Shach again, that he's ultimately disagreeing with the trumas hadeshen as well. So it comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, so let's review. We're going to have three shitos. We're going to come away with three shitos. The Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Shach. So let's review. What was the simple reading of the Mechaber? The Mechaber simple pshat was that prior to 18 minutes, it's not mevashel. After 18 minutes, then it is mevashel. Again, shemolchin lekdera v'shah kedei melich lekdera kol zmach lo hadicha mikri ein nechal machmas milcha. Says the Shach, Yud Aleph, Baruch Ato Adinu Adin Machlam Shachon Yem Dvaro. HaMichaber Sover Karan, Shehevi Beis Yosef Fupsak Halacha, Tahainu Kishisho Shir Melicha Lekdeira, Havi Roseach. If it was there in the Shir Melicha, then it's hot. Umikmei Achilo, but prior to that point, it would not be considered Roseach. The Shach ultimately shows at the end of Sifkot and Yud Aleph that no one holds this way except for the Ran. In other words, the Shach is going to reject la halacha that if you put the piece of meat inside of the cucumbers, assuming that the cucumbers can reach the state of roseach that's been salted, 5 minutes after it's been salted, that it would not impart the tam of the basar into the cucumbers. Says the Shach, no, that's not necessarily true. that could very well be that even 5 minutes afterwards, even in the moment you start being mimaleach, then it would be roseach. So ultimately the first step is the shach is showing that it's following the shita of the Ran Mechaber, but he rejects it. Okay. The shach points out that the reason why that's so difficult is because we know that salt, right off the bat, begins to do its work, right? All you need to do is salt the piece of meat for 18 minutes, and after 18 minutes, all of the blood has been removed. So therefore, the shita of the Ran is a little bit difficult to say that it's only going to be mevashel after 18 minutes. Okay, so he's disarmed the mechaber, at least the Chol HaPachos, that he's going to be machmir within 18 minutes. The Shach then continues in Sifkat and Yud Aleph when he quotes the Ramah. And let's pick up Vaharav Bahagah. I would say it's about 8-10 lines in. Vaharav Bahagah mash v'din basru gvinel iser dam. The Ramah does equate the halachos of basar and gvina to dam. And therefore, what did the Ramah say? The Ramah said that how long does it take for the maliach process to take place? 18 minutes. So after 18 minutes, then what would one say? It's done. If it's done, so then in such a case, the Ramah is mekil. So that is where the world of the Ramah. The Ramah is making an absolute equation to maliach for dam. Says the Shach that he thinks that that is incorrect. He says it's based on a Trumas Hadeshen, but one could be mechalik between the Trumas Hadeshen and our case in Basar B'chalav. Let's take a look at his quote of the Trumas Hadeshen. V'hine b'Trumas Hadeshen sham she'aluhu. This is about a quarter or even a fifth through the Shach Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Fifth or a sixth. V'hine b'Trumas Hadeshen sham she'aluhu al she'besudas bris milav molchu basar harbe b'kli echad. There was a bris, and they were salting a lot of meat together. And they were doing both melicha for dam, and then they then mixed all of the meat with the ducks, and everything was turned upside down. Until everything was touching each other. And it turns out that one of the ducks was a treifa. So you couldn't rely on bittel, and therefore you have to be choshesh that the duck transferred from the treifa into the heter. And that's where the Ramah got his psak. Because the Tosis and the Rosh said that after 18 minutes, then it was Pasa Koach HaMelech. So what happened over here? They first had salted the animal to get out its blood. And then they added the other meat in. So then I was after the Shir Malicha. It was after the Shir Malicha. So then there are Shitos who say that after that period of time, one could say that there is no longer the shear of Roseach anymore. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, flag on the play. Even if Tosis and the Rush already said that when it came to the shear Malicha, then in such a case, no longer Roseach. And that means that any other blood that is being pulled out after 18 minutes is not going to be considered Roseach. Nevertheless, the Shach says that's different than our case. You skip down to the Shach, Aval Hanira Lefianiyas Daiti. It's about 3/5 of the way through the Shach and Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Aval Hanira Lefianiyas Daiti, Mashmos HaPaskim, Dulo Arminen Sheposa Koach HaMelach, Elehecha Shehiflit Dam, Kiderech HaMelach, Lahaflit Dam, Velo Shar Dvarim, Kamo Shekosav HaRosh. Says the Shach very beautifully, that when it comes to the case of the melach and the dam, there you're using the salt to pull out the blood. And that takes place within 18 minutes. So the melach has already used most of its potency from the first second. the nature is such that the salt automatically, when it senses blood, automatically works to pull blood out of the piece of meat. Im Kain continues the Shach, Dafke v'kai gavna amrina, d'la achar sheshashir melicha pasak koach ha-melech, hol v'hitzlut adam, masha ein kain b'shar dvarim. When the salt worked so hard in doing its job right off the bat, so then in such a case, we say after 18 minutes, it's done most of its job with the blood. Anything afterwards, it won't heat up. However, in our case, it didn't do any roseach on dam. It didn't do anything roseach on dam. If it didn't do anything roseach on dam, then it would have a din of roseach even after 18 minutes. So therefore, the shach is neither like the mechaber nor like the Rama. He's not like the mechaber because he says that when it comes to the din of melicha of roseach, it begins right away. The mechaber only said that it begins after 18 minutes, and he rejects the Rama, that the Rama said that when it comes to giving off tam from one thing to another, after 18 minutes it won't do that. That's true when it comes to when you're salting for blood, that it did its job after 18 minutes. But when it comes to other items, that's going to be different. Presumably the Shach is saying something in the Metzius, that the Metzius is that the melach works that much harder when it comes to blood right off the bat, and therefore it loses its potency after it's done its job, in contrast to when it's not as taxed when it comes to cucumbers and meat. So then in such a case, it could very well be that the process of resicha goes on for an extended period of time. How do we paskin lahalacha? So if you take a look in the back of your booklet, you'll see that the Chochmas Adam paskins like this shach. In Sif Gimel, Aval Ach Klal Mem Gimel Sif Gimel, Aval Achar Sheshoshir Melicha Hamizbar Klil Lamid Simintes Bazei Yesh Chiluk. Deim Malach Basar Nevela Lahotzi Dam Sheshoshir Melicha VeKodem Adacha Malchu Imo Oshinich La Basar Kosher Bazei Nechluka Poskim. Delo Nechshav Kiroseach. BaMedvar Mamrunim. But when do we say that? Dela Achar Sheshoshir Melicha Lo Nechshav Roseach. That's only if you're being motzi dam. Aval basar shemalchu sheinis la'achar sheyidichu osam melicha lahotzi dama. But meat that was salted a second time after the blood was removed. So according to the shach, what's going to be the case of the Shulchan Aruch? We're not talking about salting the first time the piece of meat. We're talking about salting it the second time. So says the Shach, then in such a case, if you're salting a second time, v'naga b'gvina, netash t'gvina, v'chein basar, etc., etc., then the halacha would be that it would be considered roseach even after 18 minutes. That's how the Shach paskins. It seems like the Shach assumed that it was common for people to add a significant amount of salt in the preparation of making the food that would be considered eino nechal machmas milcha. That in the process of food making, they would add a significant amount of salt. At that time, it would be eino nechal machmas milcha. And then, in such a case, then if it comes in contact with cheese, then it would be mevashel. Yes?
I thought the only way you could defend the Rama would be that, I'm reading it yet, but that needs to be lach from the melach. So the same way that the melach needs to extract all the dam and it's working to extract all the dam, it's also working to extract all the lach that's within the meat. So in the same way that it's posik, it's kach, because it extracted all the dam, and also it's posik, it's kach, because it extracted all the liquid from the meat.
And therefore it would
also
end. Because it's pulling out other things as well. Okay, I hear. Continuing on with a focus on halacha lemaisa, let's continue first on the Mechaber, and then we'll do the two Ramas together. The din is the Mechaber. Umeliach ke'em aliach, deboy lei la'archa, afilu l'achar she'edicha, have'ein enechel machmas malcho, A maliach that is being done to preserve, so we saw that according to Rashi, that's the only type of melach. So here, we say no. We say that maliach kiroseach is, even if it's less than that, even if it's just simply likdeira. But if you salt to preserve, that is so powerful that even after you rinse it, the halacha is that it's still roseach. Kol zman shelo sharu b'mayim dina kroseach lasar kedei klipa. Ve'ein chiluk ben maliach elyon v'tafel tachton, l'maliach tachton v'tafel elyon, l'olam ha-maliach mavliya v'tafel ve'ein ha-bolea mimenu. And when it comes to this type of melach, so then in such a case, then there doesn't make a difference what's on top and what's on bottom. We're going to touch on that shortly. Hilkach basar ugvino amluchim shnegu zebzet zarech lichlov shnei mekom negiyosam v'im echamem meluach v'asheni tofel amluach moter badacha v'atofel zarech klipa. Now with the Ramah comments, a very, very important caveat, l'maisa. V'yesh omrim de'bechol melicha anu misharin b'shishim. Says the Ramah, even though we learned, both here and in Simen Kufei, that melicha would have the din of klipa, says the Ramah, we say that you have to be Meshar B'shishim entirely. In other words, even though we had seen that the only amount that the salt could bring from the meat into the cucumbers or from the meat into the gvina is only Kedei Klipa's worth of the meat, the Ramah is so machmir that the Ramah says that you have to be Meshar B'shishim kineged the entire piece of meat. What is the why in the world is the Ramah being so machmir? It's mefurish in halacha. We saw it's a gemara in Sadi Zayin Mabez that Meliach has a din of tzli, and we learned that that has a din of klipa. So why is the Ramah being so machmir? So the Gra gives us a hint in Sifkat and Yudalit. The Gra says v'yesh omrim kimoshe kasa b'siv vav heicha amrinan va'anan lo b'kiinim b'zeh. So says the Gra, all the Ramah is doing is just extending what the Mechaber himself is going to say in Sivvav. So let's learn Sivvav now. It's straightforward. Says the Mechaber, Heicha amrinan dein oser al kedei klipa. When do we say that it's only oser kedei klipa? When it comes to melach, kishe'ein shum achas mechatichos shmeina. That's only if not one of the chatichos are fatty. Shemaisa shmeina kula asura. Because if it was fatty, then it's going to be entirely offset. Ooh, you remember that? We started with that today. That was Kuf Hei Tes. That's going to be the Mechaber L'shitaso. That if it's Shmeina, so then the rules of Klipa aren't going to apply. You're asking good. Aren't going to apply. Says the Gra, that is what the Ramah is saying over here. The Ramah is quoting in the name of the Yesh Omrim. In other words, he is rejecting the Rav Yah Halacha L'maisa. He's saying that we learned that the Ramah previously had mentioned the Rav Yah, but at the end of the day, he's rejecting that Rav Yah L'maisa, and the Ramah holds that today, we don't know what is Shamein and what is not Shamein. We don't know what is Shamein and what is not. So since we don't know today what is Shamein and what is not Shamein, we treat everything as if it is Shamein, and therefore, one would have to be Machmir in all cases of Melicha Likulo. So that would mean that we would have to assume that if you have salt with basar and gvina next to each other, that it was mifapeya bikulo. That's going to be the shita of the Ramah, and that's the minag hamorim. However, I just want to point out, there are instances where, if anyhow there was a machlokis haposkim, so for example, we had before that the Ramah was mekel b'makum hefsid gadol, and so on, so then there are times that the poskim will be mitzarif, that you won't pile up every single chumrah for halacha l'maisa. You could see that in a few places, and the Chachmas Adam brings that up in a couple places over here in Klal Mem Gimel, that not in every instance are we going to be machmir b'shishim if there is already reasons to be mekel. So a good example of that would be if you have something that was within 18 minutes, so the mechaber was mekel, so it could very well be that in such an instance you wouldn't be machmir kulo, you would only be machmir kedei klipa, because we saw that that it's a chumrah that's al gabe chumrah.
Is the
The Gra was the one who just said that, extending the Ramah to Shamay. Yeah, that's the Gra and Sifkat and Yudalit. Yes.
So then it would only be thing Basar, not other.
What's that?
It would only be Basar.
Oh, so the Chochmas Adam brings up in Klal Mem Gimel Sif Yudalit, he says that we treat almost everything as Shamein, but I said Yudalit meant Yud Zayin. In Mem Gimel Yud Zayin, the Chochmas Adam says, Chametz is something that's for sure that's not Shamein. Chametz would be something that's Kachush, but it sounds like from the Chochmas Adam that any other type of a food, even Gevina, we would have to be Choshesh, would be considered Shamein today. So that's how the Chochmas Adam seems to approach it. Okay, we're getting to closer and closer to a couple of practical examples that we'll be able to close out almost everything in regards to Meliach to be able to understand it well. We need one more Ramah that I left out. The Ramah right before Umeliach, in other words, that's in Tzadi Aleph Hey, the first Ramah when he says V'yesh Omrim. So Ramah says V'yesh Omrim, another Chumrah. Da Anan Ein Bekiim B'davar. We are not Baki. V'yesh Lanu Lechashev Afilu Melichas Tzli Kiroseach. So the Ramah says that really Me'ikr D'dina, the only type of Meliach that we would consider Meliach that's Roseach is a Meliach for meat that is going to be cooked. Now we know, you've experienced it for anybody who barbecues, so that when it comes to barbecuing versus cooking, that we know that barbecuing has a very, very powerful pull in pulling out the juices out of the piece of meat. And therefore, the halacha differentiates in Hilchos Melicha whether you're roasting the piece of meat or you're cooking the piece of meat. If you're roasting the piece of meat, then you need less melach because the fire is going to pull out more blood. If you're being mevashel, it doesn't pull out as much blood as resifa. So really, Me'ikr D'dina, most poskim say that if the meliach was only melach shel tzli, only the amount of melach that's necessary for roasting, then in such a case, that would not be considered melach kiroseach, because that's a much smaller amount of melicha. However, the Ramah concludes not this way, l'maisa. V'yesh omrim de'ein anu b'kiin, v'yesh anu l'chashe afilu melichas tzli kiroseach. We don't know exactly where to draw the line when it comes to melicha. V'tov l'hachmir b'makum shein hefse merubah. And one should be machmir. So therefore, if you take a look in our booklet, we give Shlomo a booklet over here, just pass it back. If you take a look at our booklet, you'll see that the Badei HaShulchan, we should have it somewhere here, the Badei HaShulchan in Sif Katan Nun, summarizes Halacha L'maisa the following. Number one, he crunches this Ramah. And number two is he does qualify that the chumrah doesn't fall off the building. As you could take this chumrah and then say one grain of salt is already, we don't know. So one grain of salt, or maybe two grains of salt. Two grains of salt is enough. How do we know? One grain of salt for sure not. There's got to be some type of salt that's not considered kiroseach. Right? Because it has to be any yochel lechel machmas milcho. So maybe only two grains of salt. One grain of salt won't be, but two maybe. Maybe you have to be machmas for two. Where do you draw the line? So basically, it's three grains of salt, halacha l'maisa. I'm being a little facetious. But halacha l'maisa, we're choshesh much further than the simple Gemara. But at the end of the day, the Yad Yehuda draws the line of how far it goes. So if you take a look in Nun, the Dibur HaMaskil is V'yeshal Nachshav Afilum Lichas Tzli Kiroseach Pirush Dibesiminayin Vav Siv Beis Katsar Ramah Shem Minig Lemloach Afes Hatzli Melicha Ktsas. The Minig is to be Machmir even for Tzli. In other words, Melicha Ktsas. Really, Mikra Dedina, the Gemara says that Tzli doesn't need any salting at all. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin that way. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that needs a little bit of salting. V'ka'amar hacha, da'af b'malicha mu'etes kizu, even this small amount, ba'ina l'mechesh ta'avik raseach, we have to be choshe etzrek raseach, mipnei she'enonu b'kiyim leida asher nachlam b'zeh, because we don't know the shear. So if that would be so, then even two grains of salt? So where do you draw the line? Says the Ba'adei Shulchan from the Yad Yehuda, finally gives us the Hagdara. Amnam hani mili dafki kishenirgash bia mios tam melech yafa. It will be something that you would say is salty. If it's something that you would say is salty, then in such a case, then as a din melech, then as a din roseach, and it will be mevashel bekulo. That would be the Hagdara. Al mishum ma'at melech ba'alma ein lahachmir bekach. Delo shayach lomer bazeh she'en obikim. You can't say ein on obikim if you wouldn't even say that the food was salty. Remember, the Gemara's Hagdara was ein on nechal machmas milcho. And the simple pshat of ein nechal machmas milcho is the amount of salt that's necessary to kasher a piece of meat. The Shach made things more complicated. This is in brackets. The Shach made things more complicated because the Shach said, we're not talking about the first salting. We're talking about a second salting. So Shach says that that's not the case that we're talking about. We're also talking about the second salting. Ah, so what's the second salting? The second salting now needs a slightly different definition. So that second definition is something that is salty, and something that's salty would already have the din that it would be mevashel everything, and that's how we paskin lahalacha. So therefore, we're ready to discuss the case of the cucumbers. The case of the cucumbers, we would say as follows. If the cucumbers are salty cucumbers, so then in such a case, then it has the ability to give off, to be mavlia dvarim. Or if you have a piece of meat that is salty, so then that comes in contact with a piece of cheese, so then that salt would have the ability to be mavliya, the tam basar, into the gvina, to the point that the one would have to be choshesh for that being mifapeya throughout the piece of cheese. Another example that I found is in the Sefer Pischei Tshuvas is cheeses today. That he said that gvina malucha would also have a din of maluach, and therefore if it came in contact with a piece of meat, so then in such a case, one would have to assume that it would be mefapeya kula.
We'd have to assume it fully, or do
you need to? Oh, no. You would have to, if it's a piece of meat, then we treat every piece of meat as shuman. The only thing that we...
Because of the Ramah.
Yeah, that's right, because of the Ramah. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if the piece of meat was humongous, then there's a certain point where we say it's not possible that it can't be mefapea throughout. That we'll discuss in Hilchos Taruvas. But if it's a normal size of piece of meat, then one would have to be choshesh that be mefapea through kula. Yes.
So the same thing would apply if it goes into kli, like a piece of meat that's salty.
Correct. And we're going to get to that, Amir Tesha. That's right. Yeah. And we're going to see in the Ramah, the last Ramah in Hay. That we haven't gotten to yet. Okay. So let's take a look now on the case of the Mechaber in Sifhei, when you have things on top and things below. And also, what if one item is Meluach and one item is not Meluach? So let's take a look again. We were focusing on one part of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Let's, in terms of defining what exactly is Davar Meluach today, now let's talk about particular cases that the Mechaber and Ramah discuss. Let's start with the Ramah on Vaha Detar Meluach V'Tamei Tafel. The Mechaber alluded to the fact that the only time that we're going to have the salt that's going to affect the Isur is when you have, remember our yisod that was so helpful? The way in which salt works is salt serves as a conduit, brings the iser to another item. We pointed out also that when it comes to spices is the exact opposite. Davar charif is the opposite. Davar charif helps absorb it into the item that it is. So therefore, let's spell it. You help me out over here. Let's say you have something that's tameh, that's meluach. and something that's tahar, that is not salty, and they touch each other, would the tahar item become tameh? What would the halacha be? Let's try the cheshbon. You help me out over here. The tameh item is salted, and the tahar item is not. So what would you say? It's mavliya, correct? It should be tameh, correct. So that's exactly the halacha. That if the tar is maluach, the tameh is maluach, the tar is not, then the tar becomes tameh. And the inverse is also true. And that is that if the tahar was maluach and the tameh was not maluach, so then in such a case, then the tar would remain tar. That's the rule of thumb, and that's what the Mechaber alluded to above. The Rama over here in Vahada Tar Maluach says as follows. Vahada Tar Maluach. Everybody see it? Where there are three different Ramas in Sifhei. We're in the second Rama, halfway through. Vahada Tar Maluach v'tamei tafel shari. Hainu sha'tamei yavesh. That's only if the tummy is dry. Aval mehudavar tsalul. But if it is moist, so then in such a case, the halacha is going to be different. Aval imu davar tsal nesar atar me'acha shein nechal machmas milcho. It becomes aser because it's not nechal machmas milcho. That's boleya ha'iser she'etzlo. In other words, when you have something that is moist, so then it allows for a two-way street. If you have a general case in where you have the tahar being the maluach and the tameh not, so then and what? How are you going to have the maluach be transferring the iser? But the moment in which that the tameh is tzalul, so then it's going to allow for the salt to act onto the tzalul, and then the tzalul is going to be brought back, is going to bring back the iser into the tahar. So therefore, the halacha is that one has to be machmir in that case as well. The Rama also adds one more thing. V'dafka sha'tor lach k'tzas. The only time that you have to be machmir is if the tar is a little bit moist. Avo muyavesh legamri eina bolea midavar lach she'etzlo. But if it's entirely dry, even if there is a davar lach etzlo, then there's no conduit for that to happen, and one would not have to be machmir. There is a shach that comments over here. The shach in Sifkatan Tes Vav asks Akasha. He asks, the lo dami lebasa roseach shenafel ato chalav tzonein. The lo nesar ela kede klipa. The lo amin the machmas risichaso belei eser tzalul she'etzlo. The shach asks the following kasha. If you have a basar roseach that falls into chalav tzonein, there we say it's only asar kede klipa. And we don't say that the machmas risichaso belei eser tzalul she'etzlo. There we don't take into account whether it's tzalul or not. Wait a second. Every yulagavar and tatagavar, we should always take into account that it's tzalul, asks the shach. So shach says, the hasam kima de tatagavar nitztani na basar. He says, when you have tatagavar, then it's going to be nitztani na basar. But melicha lo shach tatagavar. When it comes to melicha, we don't have the rules of tatagavar. This shach seems to stand in contradiction to the shach in Sifkaton Yud Beis, because the shach in Sifkaton Yud Beis over there says that there is tata gevar and ilo gevar. And the answer to that question, the Chavos Das points out, is because the Mechaber and the Rama are lishitasam that we start out with today. Dahainu, the shach in Sifkaton Tezvav is going within which shita? He's going within the Rama. And the Rama we started out with holds that there is no din of Ilo Gavar and Tata Gavar. However, the Shach in Sifkaton Yud Beis is going within the Mechaber. And the Mechaber holds that the din of Ilo Gavar and Tata Gavar And that is part of the Yisod that we had discussed earlier of the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Okay. Yes.
Isn't the Mechaber Sozer
himself? Where?
In Kofhei, he says that there doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference.
Correct.
And then in Sadiyadov, he says that...
Ah, no, that was specifically the case of Meliach de Boile La Orcha. Only in that case is he being Machmir. In that case, a Meliach came, Meliach de Boile, that's exactly what the Shach is, that's exactly what the Shach is alluding to over here in Sifkat and Yudbeis.
No, in Sadi Aleph, hey, Machadir Shach,
yeah. So that your kasha is, I didn't answer your question fully. The Shach in Sifkat Yud Beis is exactly asking your kasha. Okay, take a look. The Shach Yud Beis is asking your kasha, and he gives. I alluded to what he says in Sifkat Yud Beis. Okay, before we wrap up today, a few instances that don't follow the general rules that we follow, that we mentioned above. In other words, we're going to again spell out where we don't follow the general rules of Malicha in terms of the Mavasho Kedei Klipa. Number one is the Ramah at the end of Se'if Hei. The Ramah says that Seer has a different halacha. Kol Seer mi basar shenimlach, o afilo nimlach rak litzli chashiv roseach. So tzir being the brine that comes out of meat, that doesn't even need a lot of salt at all. Even if it wasn't nimlach litzli, that's already considered kiroseach. V'lecheinim nafla tzir al gvino al kli oser. So number one, it's going to have the ability to be oser. So that's something also to keep in mind, that every once in a while you'll have brine, some that comes out of the meat itself, so then that would be... At times, you need to ask yourself if that's called seer, and if that's called seer, so then it's going to have the din of roseach. On the other hand, on the other extreme, if you take a look in the Mechaber, if everything is dry, we alluded to this in the Ramah above, but if everything is dry, then the Mechaber says, v'imheim yivesh afilu meim meluchim o lachim v'lo mach masalicha sagi bahadacha. If everything is dry, so then all you need to do is wash it off. Then you don't even need to take off Kedei Klipa. So everything that we've been talking about is when there was a little bit of Lechus Ktsas. But if there isn't any Lechus Ktsas, so then in such a case, all one needs is Hadacha. So on the one hand, we have the Chumra of Tzir. On the other hand, we have the Kula when it comes to Yavish. We already saw another Chumra that anything that's fat, that's fatty, we saw in Si'iv Vav, the halacha is that one has to be machmir throughout. And then we have another exception. And that's the Mechaber in Siv Zayin. Says the Mechaber in Zayin, Hodim eflaginan beinechal machmas milcho le'enonach machmas milcho. In other words, we're going to see another exception that doesn't have to be very salty for it to give off the tam. Hani mili b'psar chai. That only applies to raw meat. Avot tzli roseach. Shenafol lemeliach afilu nechal machmas milcho boi klipa, but tzli that is roseach that falls into something that's not very salty, then that requires klipa. Why? Because of a new halacha, and that is the halacha of bikaim, and that is if you have a piece of meat that is roasted or by nature has many crevices, so then we have to be afraid that the milk that it fell into is going to dig into the crevices, and therefore you need to remove Kedei Klipa. The Shach in Sifkat and Chav Beis asks, why is it that the Mechaber said that it was salty, but not a lot of salt? He should have said that even if there are no salt at all, the halach is that you have to be machmir, because it was roseach, and that went into tzoneh. That's a strong kasha that the Shach asks. At the end of the day, even if it wasn't maluach at all, the halacha is that you would have to be choshesh for. for Kedei Klipa. So number one, we have this din of Tzli Roseach. Number two, the Mechaber continues, Vim Yeshbo Bikotin. Tzli is one level, and then you have the level of Bikotin, crevices, Oshu Mutuva Letavlin Vu Tzli Roseach, or it has spices, Kuloy Aser. Then everything's going to be Aser. So once you have something that has crevices or spices, so then it's going to pull the milk inside of it, and one would have to consider all of it Aser. So this will come up, Halacha L'maisa. I mean, it doesn't happen that often. We have meat falling into milk. But if meat falls into milk, and it's hot, so then in such a case, one at first glance would have said that all you have to do is take off Kedei Klipa. However, if it's something that has Bikoim, or it has spices, so this is the inverse, the spices are the inverse of the salt. We learned that when it comes to the salt has the ability to be Mavliat, to bring the Iser to the item. Tavlin does the inverse. Tavlin is like a Davar Charif, it has the ability to pull inside of it. And since it has the ability to pull inside of it, therefore you have to be choshesh that it's going to go kidei kula. The Shach has a strong question, as I alluded to before, that you didn't need to tell me that this, in regards to halacha of something that's partially meluach. It's a general din of chamutot tzoneh, but we'll leave the Shach's kasha for now. On the outline, I gave you a teretz, but we'll leave the Shach as is, as a tzarech iyun. Finally, just one more practical halacha that the Rama touches on that we didn't learn yet was what Zach had asked about. Not only does this halacha apply between foods, but also apply to kalim as well. So if you take a look at the Rama in Hey Vilachain, the Rama says, Vilachain, im nafla tzir al gvina o al kli, if you have a tzir, which we saw that we're machmir on, even if it's not that salty, the brine that falls onto cheese or on a kli, oser afil makum shein basar oser, then it's going to aser that area. Delo nechshev roseach, it's not considered roseach, mikol makum hatsir chashiv ena nechel machmas milcho. Even if the basar, the appropriate way to, I stopped in the wrong place when I read that line. Afilu b'makum she'ena basar oser, delo nechshev roseach, that's the correct way of reading it. Even if the basar itself is not considered hot because it's not that salty and it's not that hot. Nevertheless, if it has brine, so then in such a case, it would aser the kli because brine, we saw before, doesn't need a large amount of salt to make the kli aser. Continues the Rama in regards to kalim. Tzir shel basar shel oser shenafal kli tzarech hagala. Then if the tzir falls onto a kli, then it's going to require hagala. Vimu kli cheres, then if it's a kli cheres, tzarech shvira, then it needs to be broken. Vimlo nafal rak al makam echad bikliyetsu kiyotsebo kolf mekom of adayu. But if it only fell in one area on a wooden utensil, so then all you have to do is scrape off that area. The Mefarshim explain that what the Rama is saying over here is really in theory you could scrape off a whole kliyets. If you had brine throughout the kliyets, so then all you would have to remove is kedei klipa, but that's very difficult to do. But if the brine fell on a particular spot, so then in such a case, all you need to do is be kolef that area of the kli, and that would be considered enough. Okay. B'siyata d'shmaya, we have kemat concluded. Let's just do the last few lines of Tzadi Beis. V'yesh omrim, da'afilu heim tzoninam dinam hachi. V'chein yesh linhog im ein hafsin meruba. If you have, we actually come full circle. This Rama at the end of Tzadi Aleph complements what we saw in the beginning of Tzadi Aleph. The Rama says that if you have two cold items, so then the halacha is that if they touch each other, you have to be choshesh to wipe them off. And we saw that is, if there's moisture on either of them, then you have to be choshesh to do hadacha on them.
This is only if it's roasted cold, right?
No, but you're asking well. You're asking well, because the Ramah, prior to that, says that whether it's baked or it's cooked, also you would have to be machmir. Take a look at the Shach in Sifkat and Chafhei. The Shach says, Mishum Dikim de Nitzlo Nefon Espashel, Afogav Ditzonin Hu Rachichu Balea. So any item that is cooked, not only roasted, has the ability to absorb. Okay? You're right. We didn't emphasize the Afoyim of Usha. And that is bottom line. So even though we saw in the beginning of Tzadi Aleph, we saw before Yom Kippur, we saw that in the beginning of Tzadi Aleph that the halacha is basar shenogu ugvina shenogu zebuzar mutarim, that if you have meat and cheese that touch each other, there's no problem. So the Shach already pointed out, but that's not consistent with the Ramah in the end of Tzadi Aleph, that the Ramah says that if you have meat that's already been cooked, so then in such a case you have to be choshesh that they were drawn in if there's some type of lechus. So what's the Mechaber talking about by Basar Ugvina? Doesn't only in the beginning of Tzadi Aleph, it doesn't only have to be talking about raw. He could also be talking about a case in which they were dry. If they were dry, says the Shach, then in such an instance, then rubbing them off is not necessary. But otherwise, if there's any type of lechus, then you would have to do hadacha, and at times even klipa, as we saw above. Finally, the Mechaber concludes just the obvious point. We've of course discussed that the only time that there's going to be an iser of hana is when there is bishul basar b'chalav. If there is no bishul basar b'chalav, so then in such a case, then there's only iser achila, and there is no iser of hana. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, next time we're going to begin Simin Tzadi Beis. Throw yourself in to Tzadi Beis. It's very, very fundamental. For those who have already come to the Chabura on Tipas Chalav, the first 15 minutes of the Shir on Thursday is going to be rehashing the basic Yisodos of Hanan. So for those who have done Chazar on their own on the Chabura, you could come 15 minutes late if you're doing other good things during that time. Otherwise, we'll go back to the basic Hakdama, to how Hanan works, and the basic Shitos, and then we'll get involved with the details of Tzadi Beis. Yashikach.
To record.
No.